Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, April 9th, 2009. All your geeky goodness for you, your kith and kine. Look it up. It's a word. It's your Uncle Vicar with no Billy Flynn. 2 days left of being Ronery. Flynn will be back with us on Monday. In the meantime, it's cool. It's Thursday. We lay back. Yo, it's weekend almost. It's weekend junior. That's close enough. What? Got some patio books to talk about, all that good stuff. Let's roll right on into the television pages for our Thursday. ABC Network, In the Motherhood. If you want to check out what it's like to be in the motherhood, insert your foul joke here. Also, Samantha Who. Yes, I'm still watching this. I like this. So that's on. NBC, you got a brand new Office. Brand new Parks and Recreation. The pilot airs tonight. Also, another new episode of The Office. Brand new 30 Rock, and the Southland pilot is going to air tonight. If you're into the old pilots, you're good to go for the evening. All right, is anything else worth watching? Let's see. Oh, AMC from 1976. We didn't have no stinking, what do you call it there, CG? Hells no, we didn't need it for King Kong, bitch. We had Jessica Lange all getting into the ginormous interspecies erotica action. Of course, that's also got the, wasn't it the World Trade Centers? Instead of the Empire State Building that he climbed up in that. So that's a little creepy, but, you know, there it is. It's not a bad movie, really. Encore Channel, Die Hard, bitch. That's right. Ow! Sitting on a beach earning 20%. What a good damn movie. History Channel. I don't know if this is going to be a competition, but on History Channel tonight, it's called Warriors Samurai Showdown. That's right. They're lean. They're mean. They're Ginsu cutting machines. IFC, they're going to send Pumpkinhead after you. Sci-Fi Channel, you got a marathon of Moonlight. I'm guessing this is just the rehashed CBS episodes, right? From the one season of Moonlight that ran, I guess. I don't know. The hell do I know? I don't look these things up. TCM, Turner Classic Movies from 1967. He was a man. He had no name. He was the man with no name. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly. Got the Hugo Montenegro action going on. VH1 tonight, the 40 naughtiest celebrity scandals. Celebrity naughtiness? I don't know. I'm punchy this morning. Leave me alone. There's your TV. That's some stuff I noticed on the page there. You watch what you want. I don't care. I am not here to judge. I am but here to tell you your options. Let's look at the mail.
You've got mail. It's not spam.
Cheers, Vicar. Five rounds rapid here. He's from the old forums there at geekradiodaily.com, which you people aren't on yet. Okay, why is that? Because it's an awesome forum. It's awesomated. Get on there. Cheers, Vicar. Since you're still crying for mail, I'm sending you some. I don't really have anything to say, so I laboriously composed this deep, thoughtful haiku. You guys want to hear it? I'll read it. Check it out. Vicar craving mail. Receive some, but not enough. Dirty Polaroid. Man, that's beautiful. He goes on to say, I asked Mrs. Five Rounds Rapid if she had any risque Polaroids she wanted to share with the world at large. She said no. So, till pretty girls with freckles do anything you ask, make mine GRD. Sir, me too. Damn, I love freckles. All right, from Drace, instead of calling this week Billy Watch, which I've been doing, instead of calling it Billy Watch, I think you should take a cue from VH1 and go with Vicar Unplugged. But don't unplug too much stuff, as we still want to hear the show. Love and Rocket Launchers, Drace. I like that. Vicar Unplugged. That's smoking. That's hot. I'm digging that. We'll think about that next time. Finally, from our friend Captain Crunch. Captain Crunch says, so, Vickers are funny, and you are our self-described Uncle Vicar. I guess that makes you our funny uncle. Everything makes sense now. Bad touch. Bad touch. I need an adult. Captain Crunch, thank you so much. If you people want to share, and we would love it if you would share, although don't share too much, if you know what I mean, because, wow. If you want to share, please drop us an email, okay, at Vicar, Billy Flynn, The Bruce, or Flynnstress, or podcast, for that matter, at geekradiodaily.com. We would love that, so send us some mail, and in the meantime, stick around. Second half of the show up in a minute. We're going to get you what's new in patio books, and, of course, your news of the geekily on this here Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, April 9th, 2009.
War they wanted and war they got, but they broke the inner heat where my OC got hot when I.
This fall, are you ready for crime? Young Junius, the podcast novel, serialized every week at SethHarwood.com, brings you the story of Junius Pons, As a teenager growing up in a Boston that crack cocaine is just starting to take hold of, he's running to escape the consequences of a murder he had to commit and fighting to avenge the death of his brother. But first, he has to find out who did it. So let Seth Harwood, the author of Jack Wakes Up, take you on a trip through crime, action, and violence this fall as he brings young Junius to SethHarwood.com, your home for serialized crime.
Geek Radio Daily for, where are we, Thursday, April the 9th, 2009. Not like throwing pearls before swine, because we like you, or something like that. I don't know. Here's your Uncle Vicar with you to get you through Weekend Eve, let you know what's going on this here Thursday. Starting off, I reckon, with some patio books.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
All right, let's see what's going on in the patio books world today. Jeremy Robinson's Kronos hits ya. 2 years after his wife's death, oceanographer and former Navy SEAL Atticus Young attempts to reconcile with his rebellious daughter by taking her on the scuba dive of a lifetime, swimming with a pod of peaceful humpback whales in the Gulf of Maine. Ooh, but the beauty of the sea belies a terror from the deep, horrific creature as immense as it is ancient. The daughter is swallowed whole, and only Atticus remains to suffer the shame of the survivor, and his inconsolable grief turns into an unquenchable thirst for revenge. Looks like he's gonna need a bigger boat. Also today, J.P. Moore begins realizing the serialized audiobook version of his historical fantasy novel, Toothless. It's France. It's 1180 A.D. An ancient evil is on the march, laying waste with a devastating plague and destroying the relics of Christendom. After losing his wife and daughter, a failed Templar rejoins his comrades in the crusade against the evil army. You got Toothless there from J.P. Moore, also Kronos from Jeremy Robinson, and many, many more goodies. Not just fiction, but nonfiction stuff too. All kinds of goodies, and it's free. That's the best part. When you finish listening to this here episode of Geek Radio Daily, take your hot little fingers and type patiobooks.com into your browser o' choice. You'll be glad that you did.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news from IGN. Nintendo's Wii is the least played current generation console in the U.S. Seriously, according to figures recently revealed by Nielsen, figures pulled from a survey of 17,000 homes revealed that the Wii was used an average of 5 days for the month of December 08, leaving it trailing some way behind the PlayStation 3's 6.8 days and the Xbox 360's 7.1 days. Both the original Xbox and PlayStation 2 also earned more use over the month. So there you go. They came in at 5.6 and 5.5 days respectively. How about that? Everybody's got a Wii, right? Insert filthy joke here. From DarkHorizons.com, Harold and Kumar and House star Cal Penn has put his acting career on hold to join the Obama administration. Put in a punchline if you want, but it's not a joke. According to the trades, Penn has taken the job of associate director in the Office of Public Liaison. He'll be working to forge alliances with the Asian American and Pacific Islander communities and the arts community. Job means a big old pay cut, but the actor will be entering the White House on a daily basis for his demanding new job. That's kind of cool. Penn says he has no plans to run for public office and hasn't ruled out returning to the big or small screen after his job is done. Penn's supporting role on House came to a surprising end on Monday's episode. From sliceofsci-fi.com, the street date for Green Lantern. We rub some Green Lantern. The street date for Green Lantern First Flight, the fifth entry into the popular DVD series of DC Universe animated original PG-13 movies, has shifted to July 21st of 09. A co-production of Warner Premiere, DC Comics, and Warner Brothers Animation, the Illuminated Heroes first ever full-length movie will be distributed by Warner Home Video. Green Lantern First Flight will be available as a special edition 2-disc on DVD and Blu-ray for about $25 and $30 respectively, and single-disc DVDs for $20. Order due date is June 16 of 09. Green Lantern First Flight 2-disc special edition and Blu-ray versions include more than 3 hours of bonus features, plus the digital copy, so you get a free coaster too, and that's nice. Finally, from TMZ, one of the school bullies from the Harry Potter movies must have taken a special botany class at Hogwarts. That's right, cops say 19-year-old Jamie Waylett, he's the cat who plays Crab, Vincent Crab, Malfoy's buddy there. Yeah, apparently he was keeping a weed garden in his house. Mm-hmm. He was arrested in London on Thursday after cops say they found 8 bags of weed in a car Jamie and another man were in. Was it Goyle? We don't know. Later that day, cops tell TMZ they raided Jamie's house where they found a bunch of plants, quote, believed to be cannabis plants and equipment for the cultivation of plants, unquote. Waylett and the other man due back in court in July. So, yeah, they're cooking up special, something special there in the potions class, huh? Nice. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe through iTunes. Please review us while you're there. We'd love to have some more reviews. Positive reviews. I can't stress that enough. Also, let's see, join the forums for some social geek working over at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD's weekly, the sometimes weekly hour or more program, typically featuring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, the Bruce. All right, let's just say typically with Billy Flynn, the Bruce, and Flintstress, because that's more realistic. Check out the new store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, Flintstress 2 at geekradiodaily.com.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.